Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
You want, all you have to do is dial toll free here. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Here tonight, it's Ian
and Chris.
And nobody.
We've been talking about a lawsuit that has been filed. Actually, there's more than one of them. So there's a federal government so-called anti-competition lawsuit against Facebook, brought by the FTC's Bureau of Competition, the Federal Trade Commission. And there's also another lawsuit with dozens of states involved that are also accusing Facebook of so-called anti-competitive measures. And I wanted to get a little bit further into exactly what they're alleging against Facebook, because the article here from CNN does get into some of that. And then coming up, you've got a story that's somewhat related in that some would say the CIA is involved with Facebook, maybe on, you know, an investing side or a technology side. And you've got a story about the CIA buying up encryption firms or launching them or something like that.
Well, they've bought them and been behind them for years. And the encryption firms are effectively fronts for selling backdoor technology to governments.
So let's talk about that coming up in a little bit. Of course, your calls and thoughts are welcome. If you want to join us, the toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. Though there is a question here that's not related to this. Tinfoil2 in our DLive chat room says, question, in New Hampshire, what do you guys use when you say you use Bitcoin to buy things? Do you use Bitcoin or Bitcoin Cash?
I generally will use Bitcoin Cash, Bitcoin SV, Dash, anything but actual BTC.
I would generally say either probably crypto, or I would say, I mean, half the time they know what I want to use anyway, so I don't even have to say it, but I'll usually say Bitcoin Cash, because that's what I want to pay with, right? It's I'm not looking to pay with any pay, I'm looking to pay with a particular cryptocurrency. So that's what I would tell them. And they don't really need to know that now,
because of AnyPay 2.0.
But, I still will say I would like to pay with Bitcoin Cash.
Mm-hmm.
Assuming that's what I'm going to pay with, obviously. If I'm going to pay with Dash, I'll say that, but, you know, or Bitcoin for that matter, but whatever.
Have you paid with Bitcoin for something?
Oh yeah. Every once in a while, I'll still pay with Bitcoin, actually.
I've actually done it on the larger purchases. So I think I've paid, you know what, it's been a while since I paid with Bitcoin. I don't remember the last time I paid with Bitcoin for something. Because
I think I do. It was the time you came in and said you paid $15 for a transaction fees.
Yeah, but I wouldn't have done that at any of the local businesses. The only time I send Bitcoin around is if I'm reloading the vending machines.
I will use it online a lot and occasionally in the real world. So with
you actually will use it online?
Oh yeah, I mean
Bitcoin BTC.
Keep in mind, I'm also doing larger transactions.
Okay,
so
okay.
We're talking about a couple $1,000.
So
probably.
Then a $5 fee isn't a huge percentage of it.
Right.
But yeah, no one in their right mind would use Bitcoin BTC to buy a hamburger with. Because right now, I sent Bitcoin today online, again, Bitcoin vending related stuff, because in that case, I have to send Bitcoin, because that's what the customer wants to buy.
Yeah, right.
I think I paid a $6+ fee, and that was on the lower side of what the fee would have cost. If I'd have gone with a higher side, it might have been like 10 bucks or something like that. So you're not going to go into a restaurant, order a hamburger and some fries, the total value of which might be $8 or $9, and then pay $5 on top of that just for the privilege of being able to send Bitcoin. No one in their right mind.
Not when there's competition.
Is going to do that. Right.
Right.
Not when
there
you use Bitcoin Cash or Dash.
Right. Right.
Right.
Yeah.
So the question, you know, there, I hope that answers that question for you, Tinfoil, too. And in reality, when you're actually buying real world things, it behooves you to buy with the cryptocurrencies that are designed for being used as money. Bitcoin BTC used to be that way. There was a time.
It was designed for being used as money. It just hasn't been maintained that.
That's right.
I used to use it all the time to make purchases locally in Keene.
You're talking about years ago.
Years ago. Now, before the fees got out of hand.
2016.
Because effectively, you know, the people developing it refused to make the needed changes.
And still refuse.
Compensate or to, you know, to
scale.
scale at least temporarily with the demand.
Yep.
So
it's sad too, because you know Bitcoin BTC could be worth, I think, so much more.
Oh, for sure.
You know, it's worth quite a bit right now, over $23,000, I believe, at this moment for one Bitcoin. But I think that's because a lot of people in the market don't actually realize how crippled the thing is.
Yeah, well, we'd probably all be worth a lot more if they hadn't screwed the pooch the last time Bitcoin was riding high in 2018. You know, I think that was a big part of what caused the crash.
The fact that it was broken, you mean?
The fact that, you know, I had people telling me I've been in the mempool for 2 weeks with a transaction, or I paid $50 for a transaction. I've also heard that. So
that's going to happen again, too.
You know, and if people think that's what crypto is, they don't want any part of crypto.
Absolutely. It's not impressive when you're talking about sending it as an alternative to cash, which is what it was supposed to be. Satoshi's white paper calls it electronic cash.
Mm.
Does it not? Right there in the title of Bitcoin, the white paper. And it's not so much that anymore.
See, I don't think that the Blockstream people have exactly the same priorities.
No, they don't.
Mr. Satoshi.
Blockstream is a company that is paying several of the key Bitcoin programmers. Blockstream is a private corporation. They don't own Bitcoin, but they own some of the programmers of Bitcoin. And the people behind Blockstream include companies like MasterCard.
Oh, geez. Yeah, and now everybody knows why Bitcoin ain't working anymore.
Yeah, I mean, you can easily add up 1 + 1 in this particular case and see what's going on behind the scenes.
But keep in mind, just because Bitcoin's not working anymore doesn't mean other cryptocurrencies are.
Yeah, they work great.
Yeah.
So that's the answer to your question there, Tinfoil, too. I appreciate it. Back to the story about Facebook. The story at CNN Business says that in their case, the government officials will need to prove in court that Facebook's alleged misconduct tied to real-world measurable harms to consumers or competition, according to an economist and antitrust expert at George Washington University's Institute on Public Policy. Quote, it doesn't have to be a price effect. It could be some privacy thing, but you have to show it causally. Unquote. According to the state suit, Facebook's alleged misconduct has resulted in consumers being harmed. Internet users say the state, remember, 40 attorneys general filed this lawsuit. According to the state suit, they say internet users have fewer choices among social media platforms. Okay, well, that's not a monopoly. Fewer choices still means there are choices. And poorer experiences, the complaint said, while the tech industry has suffered from reduced investment in potentially competing services. Well, just because Facebook is a poorer experience than it once was, and it is, doesn't mean that, you know, if a company's product becomes crappier, that's not an antitrust lawsuit.
That's a reason to switch to a competitor.
Right. And if you don't have a competitor you want to switch to, it's a reason to start one.
Yep.
And there's still...
That's a business opportunity is what you call it.
Right.
In a free market.
And yeah, they've got an installed user base and they've got a big head start, but that's not ever stopped anyone from competing before. I mean, look at Woolworths, right?
If
you remember Woolworths?
Yeah. Facebook wouldn't even exist, right, if it wasn't for the fact, you know, that they got into a market that already existed. Facebook is not the first social networking.
They outcompeted MySpace.
Yeah, they absolutely did.
And then they made their product crap. And now they're ripe for a picking.
Yep.
You know? And look, for listeners that don't know, kids, look up Woolworths, okay? Because when I was growing up, there was still one left in Sarasota, Florida, where I grew up. I remember it was in a mall, and it was a real small store. But Woolworths was a massive, you know, corporation with I don't know how many stores across the United States.
It was a chain, huge.
Incredibly huge and incredibly successful chain. That barely exists anymore. Believe it or not, they actually still exist in Mexico.
I was going to say, yeah, don't they exist in Mexico still?
Yep, they're still big there.
Yeah.
There's like some things in Mexico that it's like, it's still 20 years ago. There's still malls with people in them and arcades. There was an arcade.
Wait, really?
I was in Acapulco 2 years ago for an Acapulco.
That's a little different. Because that's like a touristy kind of situation.
No, it was not tourists in there. There were Mexicans in that mall.
Really?
Yeah, absolutely. People there go to the mall. People there go to arcades. People there go to Woolworths, but not here. So Walmart wasn't anything back when Woolworths was on the scene.
Yeah.
Walmart has destroyed Woolworths since that time. So just because a company's big doesn't mean it's not ready to get its lunch eaten by something else.
Sears destroyed Woolworths.
Maybe so.
I think they did.
Sears has been around for a long time. I think Sears has been alone.
Sears is dead too, and Kmart, and there's a bunch of them that are dying.
Yeah.
And this is just how things work. That's what the free market does.
That's true. More coming up here. It's Free Talk Live. Although it's not a free market.
Divvy's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divvy's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DivvyProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DivvyProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DivvyProject.org. D-I-V-I Project.org. Bitcoin.com is the best source for learning about cryptocurrency. Go there now, click on Get Started at the top of the page. Once you do that, you'll find a cornucopia of information, neatly organized for your needs. If you're a knowledgeable crypto user, check out news.bitcoin.com where you can get the latest headlines. Bitcoin.com is your source for buying cryptocurrency, getting a wallet app, mining, trading, and all the latest cryptocurrency news. All on a slick and easy-to-use website. All put together by the best minds in the business to teach you about cryptocurrency. Bitcoin.com.
Doodle, Stuart, Harold, and Porkchop. Porkchop, this beautiful blonde coat is very thick. He's an Akita, German Shepherd, Lab, Husky mix. They did a DNA test on the 4 rescues. The first year is just a complete retraining. Lots of love, discipline, and daily upkeep. I'm a registered nurse and a personal trainer. If I eat healthy, then my dog should eat healthy.
DinoVite.com.
They need the vitamins and minerals that Dinovite provides.
Dinovite is nutrition.
Harold, the border collie pit mix, has the most beautiful jet black coat. Stuart, my rat terrier, has fur now where he never had it before. Doodle, he's a poodle cocker spaniel. His energy is tremendous. The Dinovite will make your dog happy, vivacious, jump up and down, wag their tails. It will make you smile.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
I get my Dinovite at DinoVite.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live. You may bring up what you want here. We're talking about so-called monopolies. I'm going to say not even close. Facebook is a big corporation, no doubt about it. Is Facebook doing evil things? Yeah. Is Facebook bad news? Should you be logging off, deleting your... Oh, wait, they don't let you delete your account. You can only, quote, deactivate the account because they want you encouraged to come back if you plan on leaving. But, you know, maybe you should be exiting Facebook. Maybe rather than complaining about Facebook and begging the government to do something about it, you could just, I don't know, leave.
Mm. Who was begging them to do anything about it?
People.
Yeah,
let me tell you, dude.
People.
There's a bunch of people. There's a whole group of people on the right, for instance, who want to attack Facebook with getting rid of Section 230
yep.
of the Communications Decency Act.
Well, they did. They were a lot of help in rigging the election, I think.
Were they?
Yeah.
Maybe. I don't know.
They were huge. I mean, if you're most people's or a lot of people's main source of information and you deliberately manipulate that information, you've got a lot of control.
But they made
over
the same accusation against Google in 2016.
Yeah, that's not. I don't know if I'd call that manipulating or.
Well, there's definitely
rigging.
Manipulation.
Rigging,
going
I'm sorry.
On.
Manipulating, okay, but not rigging. Rigging, I think.
There's
is
definitely
a,
an attempt to manipulate
well, when you've
the conversation.
Got the whole media, you've got Facebook, mm-hmm. you've got Twitter, you have got everybody out there trying to silence anybody who is anywhere to the left of Stalin.
Well, I mean, that's
or anywhere to the right of Stalin.
But
then,
there are similar accusations.
Yeah, you've got manipulation. You've got a rigged election.
But nobody,
just like they were rigging the election
yeah.
when the media refused to even acknowledge that Ron Paul existed.
Sure.
They did that to rig the election.
Yeah. Okay, but nobody. The same accusations were made in 2016.
Were they true in 2016?
Was that also rigged?
And I mean, I don't know. I mean, all elections are rigged to some extent.
Okay.
What do you? What do you mean by word,
when
the word
was,
rigged?
So then, how do you know
yeah,
when
was
rigged? How do you know which way it was rigged?
Doing any of this?
In 2016, there was, for instance, Google buried the results on Hillary Clinton's emails, for instance. You couldn't find
oh,
that information.
Yeah, that definitely went
I
on.
Mean, there was
and
a
yeah,
bunch
there
of
was
examples.
A certain amount of rigging.
There was a bunch of this in
but
2016.
But Facebook has gone way beyond anything that happened in 2016, along with Twitter, you know, and... Great examples of that are the Hunter mm-hmm. Biden covering up mm-hmm. for him, covering yep. up that he the covering up his laptop.
But it's not like
a great
people
example.
Didn't know that. Nobody. I mean, there's been a ton
well,
of
well, a lot of people
it.
Don't know it, and a lot fewer people know about it than would have known about it if we had had. A reasonable forum in which to have the discussion. Unfortunately, mm-hmm. there was a bait and switch.
I don't think it would have made a difference, honestly. I think that if Facebook were not here and Twitter were not here in 2016, mm-hmm. it still probably would have gone the way it went because probably most of the rigging went on at the voting machines, not so much, you know, Facebook or whatever.
Maybe. I mean, what Facebook and the media are a huge part of dumbing down America. They're a huge
part of
keeping
America
controlled.
Do you think smart people voted for Trump?
Do I think some people smart people voted for Trump, but it's not a matter of Trump versus Biden. It's
okay,
a matter
well, when people hear you say rigging the election,
going,
that's what they think you mean.
Well, I mean that is what the thing is. It doesn't matter to me. Trump is not necessarily better or worse than Biden. The fact.
So who was it rigged for?
It was rigged for Trump.
2020
election we just had?
You're saying that was rigged
or,
for Trump?
Sorry, was rigged against Trump.
Okay. And was 2016 rigged in favor of Trump?
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know.
It's all very
that they were a lot more blatant in 2020.
Right, and people knew that. Haven't haven't you seen
some
all the...
Some people did.
Some people did, sure. I mean, there's a ton of memes out there. You know, everybody's seen Facebook and Twitter with their warnings all over these posts that people are being, you know, people are making. People have their posts deleted. Yeah. They complain about it. Other people hear about that. It's not like it's a secret what's been going on.
People still believe in the Rona. Isn't that strange?
They do. They absolutely do.
I think rigging is the wrong choice of words. It's not to say that things haven't been rigged. It's just that I don't think it would be the right use of words. I think manipulated might be a better use of words. But that's what everybody is doing. Every politician is trying to manipulate that you.
Not every politician is set up to do mind control and to control your flow of information all day.
Okay. I don't know. I think everybody is trying to manipulate everybody.
Everybody is. Yeah. Before Facebook.
No. Nobody is doing.
The newspapers
what they're doing.
Each reporter is trying to do it.
Yeah. Absolutely.
You know, we're all trying to manipulate each other to get our way. Whoever it is we feel is best, we're trying to get the people around us to support that campaign.
Maybe that's the way you think and act. It's not the way I think and act.
You're saying you don't try to persuade people to agree with your view?
Persuade is one thing. Mind control is another, okay? Having a Chinese water torture on your bleeding timeline all day is a completely different matter.
I have no idea what you're talking about right now.
Yeah, what is Chinese water torture on your bleeding timeline? What is that?
Chinese water torture is something that they do very slowly. It's actually dripping water on somebody's forehead to drive them crazy.
Wait, so you're suggesting that they're doing this to Americans?
I think they're doing it to a lot of people, yeah.
And that's
and the Chinese are doing this or somebody
saying,
else?
No, Facebook. You're saying Facebook
is doing this? Facebook is doing this.
Yes. So what is it absolutely that they're dripping?
Like, literally or figuratively?
They're dripping information?
Is
that what they're dripping on people, is information?
I don't think it's so much a matter of dripping anything. I think it's a matter of controlling someone's information flow. Mm-hmm. Controlling what they see
but that's
all
that's been
day.
Happening before Facebook. Yeah. That happened with cable television. That happened
they
with
never
talk radio.
Had the level of control that Facebook has.
I don't know. I mean, I think it depends on the media outlets that people are listening to. Whatever. People have always had their particulars when it comes to favorite, television stations or news outlets or whatever.
Nobody. Think about it. Back when the United States had three channels, right? Remember? CBS, ABC, NBC. I mean, you're telling me that was somehow less. Less intrusive or less successful at manipulation than Facebook, they had almost a total oligopoly over people.
They did.
They really did. Now there's way more choices.
We have way more media now than we've ever had in the past. It's not the same. It's not we
more
have fewer,
choices. And also more sophisticated ways of manipulating you, of getting into your mind and breaking it.
We have fewer choices in certain types of media. Like there's fewer radio stations, or there's more radio stations owned by fewer people,
fewer companies,
or organizations, right? So there is less.
All of the media is held by six corporations.
Yeah. So I mean, I think there is some truth to there is
not true.
There is less. There's less in certain types of media, in terms of choice. But there's more choices overall.
Yeah, that's true. And there's no doubt there are a lot of people on Facebook, but there's also a lot of people who've been getting off of Facebook. Young
that's
people
true.
Specifically are not as interested in Facebook anymore. They're on other platforms. For instance, I've heard Snapchat and TikTok are two big ones, but I've heard that a few years ago. So maybe there's something else that's newer now.
Current new thing
we're coming up here. This is Free Talk Live.
Having taken her father's throne, Sarah Calhoun has fallen out with one of her best allies, and her brother Nathaniel heads into Imperial Philadelphia with a reckless plan. Her uncle Thomas, armed with new powers and new allies, aims to remove Sarah from her throne and from the world of the living. To survive, and to gain the strength she needs to fight an impossible war, Sarah must unite the Mound Builder Kings to enact an ancient rite that will propel her beyond mortality. Servant Daughter by T.J. Butler is the newest entry in the Dragon Award-winning Witchy War series from Bane Books at BaneBooks.com.
Want to accept Bitcoin at your online store? There's a good chance you already have what you need, a WordPress using WooCommerce, and a Bitcoin address. Now all you need to start taking Bitcoin payments on your website is the AnyPay app on your Android or iPhone. Just paste your Bitcoin address into AnyPay, then connect it to your website with our one-click plugin for WordPress. Now your website takes Bitcoin, start to finish in 15 minutes or less with no complicated steps. Download AnyPay from the App Store today.
U.S.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The House approves a stopgap funding bill to fund the government through midnight on Sunday. The vote was 320 to 60, needing two-thirds to pass. With 380 members voting, the bill needed 254 yeas. The continuing resolution will give congressional leaders until Sunday to come up with the deal on a new coronavirus stimulus bill. House Majority Whip James Clyburn saying he's hopeful they will come to an agreement.
What we need to do is close the deal, hopefully get a vote. And that will spread joy throughout the land.
Vice President Mike Pence is celebrating the first anniversary of the U.S. Space Force. He says the branch will ensure that America remains as dominant in space as it is on Earth. Sunday is the official anniversary when President Trump signed into law the sixth branch of the armed forces. USA Radio News. More details coming out regarding Hunter Biden's laptop.
The Hunter Biden laptop is exposing the Biden family's close financial ties to communist China. The story, censored by social media and mainstream media before the election, is not going away. Joe Biden is attempting to change the narrative on CBS.
We have great confidence in our son. I am not concerned about any accusations been made against him. It's used to get to me. I think it's kind of foul play, but look, it is what it is, and he's a grown man. He is the smartest man I know, I mean, in pure intellectual capacity. And as long as he's good, we're good.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
A SpaceX rocket launch set for Friday morning is now looking to be set off on Saturday. The company announcing on Twitter they would take more time for system checkouts. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Dial in toll-free. Ring up what you want. Here our number is 855-450-FREE. If you want to weigh in on Facebook, is it the evil incarnate that needs to be stopped by the worse evil incarnate? That is to say, the federal government and 40 different states' attorneys general bringing lawsuits against it for so-called anti-competitive behavior. They allege that Facebook, in another allegation, opened its platform to third-party app developers to draw them into the company's orbit, then cut off their access to Facebook services once Facebook perceived them to be a competitive threat. What do you think about that one?
I mean, you know, this is a lesson that I think a lot of people need to learn, is when you start using a cloud service, okay, that's sort of what we're talking about here, mm-hmm. Meaning that you're relying on a third party, right?
They can change the rules.
They can change the rules whenever they want.
That's right.
And you should think twice before, you know, becoming dependent on or using, you know, a service, because if they want to do, especially when it comes to a business.
Right. Unless you're under a contract with them. You know, if you've got a contract that says they will provide a certain level of service right. for a certain period of time, okay, then you've got a suit. You've got a right. tort. But in the case of if they've just got an API and they say, here, you can use our application programming interface to make your little apps and do things with Facebook, and then they change all the rules, they change the rules.
Right. And the other thing is to remember is that when you're relying on a third party, you are also you very well may not be in a position to, you know,
negotiate
for one, but two, that contract will eventually end, and then you're going to be stuck if you've made yourself dependent on them.
Right.
And in many cases, people can't even get away from whoever that they've got a contract with or who they don't have a contract with.
Because they don't know where to go.
Yeah.
They don't know what else there is.
And this is one of these problems. It's kind of like, probably the most personal thing that you could think of is, like, for example, cloud, right, or an email address, right? You can't get away from it. They own the domain name. They own, mm-hmm. If they don't give you an export function for your
right.
calendar, you'd have to spend, especially some people would have to spend god awful amounts of time, trying to copy and, copy each individual date and time and notice to a new calendar. So
be a huge hassle.
Yeah.
Yeah. So if you want to weigh in, you can. That's pretty much the story there from Facebook. They're under attack by various different governments. And if you want to comment, you're welcome to it. Like I said, I'm not going to lose any sleep over this if Facebook ends up being broken up. But I don't want to see, the government being able to do that sort of thing to companies. They deserve a lot of bad stuff to happen to them, but they don't deserve that, let them die on their own volition. Let people leave on their own volition because their product is crappy and find an alternative. There are alternatives.
Absolutely.
So we can give you some alternatives. In fact, let's do that. But first, I want you to know about Freedoms Phoenix. FreedomsPhoenix.com is a liberty-oriented news aggregation site. If you want the newest and freshest stories and perspectives on current events, you don't have to get it on Facebook. You can go to FreedomsPhoenix.com. They've got it right there for you. They've got a daily dispatch, which you can get in your email box. And that's the best way to stay up to date on science, technology, historical findings, liberty news, government overspending, and the rise of the police state. It's Freedoms with an S, Phoenix.com. That's FreedomsPhoenix.com. Give us some alternatives. I've got a few in mind, but do you have one that pops into your head?
I mean, the one that pops up in my mind as the biggest is unfortunately more of an alternative to Twitter, but would be Mastodon. I don't actually use anything that I think would really be equivalent of Facebook.
Yeah, me neither.
Per se. So
honestly, I don't need it.
Right. Like, I'm not... I think there might be some alternatives to Facebook that I use in certain product areas, but they're actually been around a lot longer than Facebook. Like Craigslist, for example, as opposed to what I believe
like
is
Facebook Marketplace.
Yeah, I mean, that's a more new phenomenon. I use Craigslist every once in a while. So there are certainly... competitors within the arena of communicating and effectively, Facebook's not a good, great communication tool anyway. So, using something like an instant messaging program or like Telegram or
that's the one thing that Facebook has done is they've rolled certain different types of things into one platform, and it can be hard to find an alternative that does all of those things. But again, Facebook doesn't do any of those things particularly well.
Right.
You can create an event on Facebook, but you can't actually promote it unless you pay them. It used to be that you could create an event and click a button and invite all, and then everybody gets invited on your friends list. Nope, can't do that anymore. You haven't been able to do that for most of a decade. But if you want to create an event, you can go to liberty.menu if you're a libertarian-minded person, and there's other sites where you can like put an event together and invite people to it, and liberty.menu is not controlled by Twitter. It's not controlled by Facebook. So if you want to make an event on another site or start your own website that can do that sort of thing. That's what liberty.menu's founder did.
There's another one you can use. For example, I'm not a big fan of them, but meetup.com, for example, they've been around a long time.
It's a paid service.
It is, but it is an alternative to Facebook in terms of, and it may even be more effective. I think we found it to be
more effective than Facebook.
I'm trying to think.
People will find you on meetup.com. They'll discover you based on geography. So people who are looking for something to do in a given geographic area can search for whatever's in their area, and if you're one of the things there, you'll come up on the list. So we've had new people come. You're talking about specifically our crypto group here today.
Yeah.
We've had new people come to our crypto meetup because they found us on meetup.com.
Right. I don't know anybody. Has anybody ever come to our crypto meetup based off Facebook?
We didn't have Facebook that long, I don't think, for our crypto meetups. We sort of got away from it relatively quickly, so I don't...
I mean, I think that was because it wasn't even working.
Yeah, it was very poor.
That we were having the crypto meetups.
It was, I mean, it was quote-unquote working, but it wasn't bringing new people in. So.
Right, right.
So, okay, so you can create events elsewhere like liberty.menu or some other alternative to that. Facebook, of course, does facilitate chatting with people, but there's a zillion chat platforms out there, so pick one that's not Facebook. Telegram's a fine choice, for instance. Signal, of course. A lot of people love Signal. Those are great alternatives that don't have anything to do with Facebook. And then as far as the other thing that Facebook has, it has groups, right? So there's these groups where people can post a message, and then people can post comments to that message. Well, that's basically a crippled forum. So you can join any forum, and you can have messages with threads on them and, you know, sub-comments to those messages. That's what a forum is.
The other thing they have is 3 billion people. How many places have that?
Who cares? I can't reach them.
You know what I find interesting, too, is there's still, like, the standard, you know, communication methods, you know, on the internet, like email. Mm-hmm. And they're still being used in huge numbers.
Email is not as good as a forum,
though.
If you've got a good forum...
It's not the same by any stretch of the imagination, but if you're trying to communicate with other people, you know, one-on-one or one-to-many, you know, in terms of actually getting your stuff in front of other people's face, it works great.
No doubt. But I'm talking about replacing whatever it is that Facebook
does. But Facebook isn't... I mean, okay, so we talked about Mastodon and Telegram. Neither are really replacements for
That's why I'm
Facebook.
Giving different things.
Yeah.
I don't think you're going to find it all in one. Okay, I think that you need to go out and diversify, basically. Get out of the idea that that whatever replaces Facebook has to be a one-size-fits-all, this fits and replaces all of Facebook. No, you'll get better options, right? So, like, Facebook groups suck as far as forums are concerned. They're nowhere near as good as what even forums of 10 years ago were, because one of the things you can't do with a Facebook group is you can't take a message that's off-topic and move it to another forum. So, like, with forums, an administrator can say, oh, you've posted this in the wrong section. I'm just going to use my administrative powers and move your off-topic post from the section where it doesn't belong to a section where it's more appropriate. Even if you have 10 different groups on Facebook, you can't move a post from group A to group B. You can only delete the post. So, like, basically, the only thing Facebook gives you for moderating powers is a hammer. You can't move, you can't reorganize, you can't do anything like that. It's a crippled version of a forum. It's terrible by comparison. So get on a forum. There's a ton of great forum software out there. Now, getting people to actually do these things is a whole other story, but it's not to say that there aren't options.
Is it better to have better software with nobody using it, or is it better to have people to interact with less crippled software?
I'm going to say it's better to have software that works better, that's not controlled by big mega corporations like Facebook, and encourage people to get off of Facebook.
You got to start somewhere.
You've got to get the motion. People have to leave Facebook. They have to have things that are worth doing on these other platforms, and then advertise those things to those people that
are still
there and say, hey, you can't get this on Facebook. You have to leave it to come here and get it. More coming up here. This is Free Talk Live.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends. Trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Attention business owners, body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
You can bring up anything you want here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Coming up, a major dark web takedown that, honestly, I didn't get a chance to talk about when it happened. And it's a big deal, so we should definitely talk about that coming up here, given that the Silk Road's been in the news in recent days. But first, we'll talk about the CIA being involved with so-called, I'm going to put so-called in front of this, encryption firms. We'll get into that on the way here with you in the studio tonight. It's Ian.
And Chris.
And nobody.
Of course, you can bring up what you want. We're actually going to go to your phone calls first here in this segment. Also, don't forget to visit freetalklive.com, where we have a myriad of features you can enjoy. They are all completely free. I mentioned forums earlier as alternatives to Facebook. We've got one. You can go to forum.freetalklive.com. It's actually not all related to Free Talk Live, but there's a Free Talk Live section on the Shire Society forum, which is a fantastic piece of forum software. And there's nobody who's in charge. Well, nobody, you're not in charge, but there's no one who's in charge of this thing except for us, the free-minded, freedom-minded people behind the Shire Society. They're the ones that are, you know, behind this forum. So there's no Facebook that's involved. You can't even use Facebook to log in. In fact, nobody, you were telling us you took Facebook out of the upcoming re-release of or upgrade to the Cell 411 app.
Yep, it's out of there. It's out of there.
Is that satisfying when you pulled
that
out?
It really was. It especially because, you know, I could it looked to me like it was still like tracking users' locations even if they weren't logging in through Facebook.
Oof, meaning Facebook was tracking them?
I think they were.
But, yeah, for sure.
I would be surprised if they weren't. So,
so that's all gone now.
Yeah, that's why I ripped it out. I was just like, why even give them the chance to do that?
Right.
I don't know for sure that they were. It's just, you know, I'd stop things in the debugger and it would be like something would be in Facebook code. And it's like, why is it in the Facebook code when I haven't logged in that way ever?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this is how Facebook gets, you know, gets to log and track where everybody is going is by integrating itself into all these other things that you have. And you think, you would think that, well, it's just a button, right? And you click it and it goes to Facebook, but that's not actually true. It's actually logging, like, what you're doing on that website that you're accessing.
Creepy.
Because it's like a frame within the... You know, within, and yeah, it is very creepy.
Let's go to your calls. We got Jerry in Oregon. Jerry, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead. Jerry in Oregon. Yeah, are you there?
Hi, can you hear me?
Hey, we have you now. Go ahead.
All right, yeah, I wanted to talk about the social media thing.
Please.
And I was wondering, do you guys know what the first social media device was?
Smoke signals?
Well, I was going to say, well, the instant communication fast.
CB radio.
Social media.
CB radio.
Or the phone.
Okay. Well, I mean,
I
the phone.
Say it would be the telephone.
You mean like a party line?
Came before. Or no. Well, no, the telephone, yeah, because families back in the day would probably sit around the telephone or someone would call someone else in and say, hey, we got someone on the phone here.
I mean, doesn't the postal system predate that in terms of, like, communications?
Well,
yeah,
no.
I don't think you can really say.
Communication. I'm talking about instant communication between one person to another.
Yeah. Okay.
I mean, there
so
was...
So I'm getting to the point where, the social media... point has overcome what we can actually produce because it has created a instant satisfaction. People want instant satisfaction right now, you know,
yes,
like
they do.
Shopping or anything like that. And I work in construction and we find that.
Yeah, it's definitely, I don't know if it's a human thing or if it's like a Western thing that people want things to happen immediately. They want to lose weight. They want to take a pill. They don't want to have to actually go and, you know, and work out or something like that, right? Like they want the thing that doesn't take any effort.
My point was that back in the day, yeah, things moved a lot slower.
Right.
So now everything's moving faster. Our technology is moving faster. Our computers are moving faster, but people don't move faster.
Well,
I'm moving a lot
so people
slower.
Are expecting a lot more than what they can really get.
Yeah, it can be a little overwhelming, and people and these sites, these social media sites, they definitely play on people's desire to have that instant reaction. So you get the little notices that'll pop up. Oh, so and so liked your profile, or so and so liked your post, or so and so made a comment. And I remember back when I was on Facebook, I would always be wanting to click on those things. So, like, the little number would come up in the top right.
Oh, yeah, that's
of
so
the notifications. And I'm like, oh, I got to make the number go away. I got to see what new thing is there so I can go and get this new information. And it was almost never something worth looking at. It was almost never something interesting, almost never something useful. But it was there. It was a thing.
Yep.
It was a new thing. And so it had me in this loop. And it was really bad. I remember when I first stopped going to when I finally decided to quit Facebook, which was almost 3 years ago now, I would find myself, like, if I was doing something during the day for work, like for calling radio stations or whatever it was I was doing, in like just a down moment, my mind would just go, I would start typing in Facebook on the like the web URL, and I'd stop myself. I'm like, wait a minute, I don't want to do this.
Yeah, so it was just
this habit that I had formed. Very, very bad habit, too. One that sucked away countless hours of my life. Jerry, any other thoughts you want to share? Go ahead. Guess not.
Yeah, I was just saying that how it has created the society of people. Yeah, they do want the instant satisfaction, and it's really not possible because I do work in the construction industry. We build custom showers, tile showers for people, and, you know, a lot of these people that move from California to Oregon because they're trying to evade or get away from what's going on down there.
Oh, God.
Yeah, they want it right now, this way, that way, and it's not feasible.
Jerry, thanks for the call tonight. I definitely appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. Whether you want to weigh in on the nature of people and how social media kind of takes advantage of that nature and exploits that nature, you're welcome to weigh in. On the way, we'll get into a major takedown of global dark web drug sites. But first, you wanted to tell us about the CIA, Chris. What's going on? Where's the story from?
I did. So, that's a good question. Where is this from? Courthouse News Service?
Okay.
Yep. Report claims CIA-controlled second Swiss encryption firm. So, I doubt anybody else is, unless you're big on reading the news, you probably haven't heard that there was another firm out of Switzerland previously. I don't know, this week, this month.
Isn't that where Proton Mail is based?
It is.
Probably. Uh-huh. Yeah. And you wonder why I'm always encouraging people to set up your own mail server. Mm-hmm. Not that it's easy. Actually, I don't usually encourage people to do that because it's not realistic.
Yeah.
But I do encourage people not to necessarily all flock to the same encrypted email service.
Yeah.
I think it's more along the lines of, well, yeah, get off Facebook, but you don't necessarily have to use the same particular email service.
And also, how can you really trust their encryption anyway?
You can. You can. And if I recall correctly, it's like a plugin for the browser. It's some sort of JavaScript thing or something. Anyway, it's something like some sort of plugin or JavaScript thing for the website. But that, I don't know. You probably don't even have the code for that. But even if it's released somewhere, you don't know
what they're running
in your browser. Right.
You still got to trust them.
Yeah, you got to trust them. And we also know for a fact that governments have mandated the insertion of like backdoors in that type of setup before. Mm-hmm. So it wouldn't be surprising, you know, if, you know, they know you use a particular provider. Well, if the provider is separate from the client itself that you're using the encryption for, it doesn't really work. But if it is the provider doing it, then all of a sudden it does work to undermine the very encryption that you're trying to, you know, use to protect yourself.
Mm. So what happened here?
So this story isn't quite as bad as that probably type of situation. But this is a situation where the CIA has basically bought a company. They bought a couple companies apparently, and didn't tell anybody basically. Mm-hmm. So these companies have been operating with these companies as basically CIA fronts to backdoor other government agencies. So encrypted fax, encrypted, phone conversations. You know, we're talking about stuff that probably is not. So I don't know how much this is being used today. Probably they're still using this sort of thing today, but it's certainly the type of product that has been going on for, you know, 30 years at least, that various governments around the world use to communicate with each other.
The company they bought is being used by governments?
Yes. So they sold secure products, or supposedly secure products.
In moments. Hour 3 is next. You can join us. Free Talk Live.
Mounds and mounds of fur. Our hairballs have hairballs. Our cat mama, she's 10 years old. She has dandruff and an oily coat.
I have two cats, CT and Daisy. Daisy sheds like crazy.
If you love your pets as much as I do, you'll want to do what's best for them to live long, healthy, happy lives.
DINOVITE.com.
I just tried this wonderful Catalicious Dynavite for cats, and my cat has been on it for 2 weeks. She is not scratching anymore. She's not chewing anymore. It is just the best.
I was thrilled when I heard Dynavite for cats was coming out because I'd seen the changes in my dog. To introduce my cat to Dynavite, I took the advice from Dynavite and put their food on top of just a scoop in the bowl just to get them used to it, because I know if I even switch one little thing, they put their nose up to it. There was not one problem.
Dynavite for life.
You won't believe how happy your cat will be.
DINOVITE.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.